Cambridge 105, 5:30, and time to meet today's guest, who is singer-songwriter Gavin Chappell-Bates, and he's in the studio. Hello, Gavin.
Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. You come in to talk to us about two things, your EP, which is coming out, and your tour, which you are going on. And you start on Thursday, is that right?
I do, yeah. My first ever tour, going off on the road on my own, and I'm kicking off at home in Cambridge at the Corner House this Thursday. Mm-hmm. Which is good. I've played the Corner House quite a few times. Mm. Great venue. I've got Tom Lumley, who's
yes.
a young up-and-coming singer-songwriter playing, and the Send Teams playing as well, who mm-hmm. are very lively three-piece pop band. So should prove to be a fun night.
Yeah, no, it's a, definitely a good lineup, and we'll talk a bit more about the Cambridge date in a bit. But let's talk about you first. So you're singer-songwriter, as I've already said. How long have you been singer-songwritering for?
Well, this is going to give away my age, I suppose. But I've been playing since I was 11, so that's over 20 years now.
Okay.
Been in various bands through the years, and amassed piles and piles of songs over the years, and last year kind of got to the point where I just wanted to get them all down, and well, the best ones down, so mm-hmm. this is where I am now. So I'm in the process of recording my first ever album, which okay. is something I've wanted to do for a very long time, and yeah, going off on the road on my own, which is a bit scary, but also very exciting.
Mm. So how long have you been on your own for, as opposed to in a band?
This is pretty brand new for me, okay. so I've played a couple of gigs on my own before, but yeah, I mean, the album is a full band album, so it has session musicians on it, some great musicians I've got to work with, but the tour is just me and some live looping, which is something I've never done before, so I'm giving that a go for the first time.
Well, I saw you play at the Boathouse a couple of weeks ago, and you had this I don't know what to describe it, really. Massive thing with lots of different pedals and things on, which you were using. Was that the first time you tried it out in front of a live audience?
It is, yeah. So that was a bit nerve-wracking. It got nicknamed the TARDIS that night.
That's right, yeah.
Because of the size of it.
Yeah. No, I've never seen anybody that has... I've seen people with loop pedals, but I've never seen anybody with quite that many pedals for one person. And you sort of have to do the river dance and able to operate it.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm clearly compensating for something somewhere. But there's a lot of pedals and there's a lot of dancing going on. Yeah, different loopers have different things going on, and I, you know, before I started, I kind of looked at what other people were doing, and some people have tiny setups, and some people have much bigger ones. So I kind of just thought about what goes on in my songs and what I kind of needed, and it just gives me the opportunity to loop my vocals, loop my guitar, try different effects.
So how long have you been practicing with this for then? Because you know, you make one mistake, and the whole song's practically ruined, so you know, you've got to make sure you know what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely. It's not like playing in a band where you know you slightly play the wrong note and you can kind of just everyone yeah. knows you've done it in the band, but you can kind of get away with it. Just this is permanently in the loop.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to practice getting things wrong so you know what to do in that scenario.
Okay.
Because once something horrible gets stuck in the loop,
yeah.
people aren't going to want to hear that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been practicing for quite a while,
okay.
but obviously practicing in the rehearsal studio is
very different
from,
yeah.
from being out there playing live. So, you know, it's just one of those things where I'll get used to it, and I'm sure I'll get better as I go. But it's good fun. Having my songs recorded as a full band is very different, and this gives me a chance to kind of play around with my songs and try them in different ways.
Yeah, no, definitely. So who would you cite as some inspirations, and what sort of artists would you compare yourself to sound-wise for people that might want to come along?
The biggest inspiration is the Manics. I'm a massive Manics fan.
Okay.
Rather appropriate, considering the news today that they're going to be touring the Holy Bible, which has got me excited.
Missed that news.
Okay. Yeah. So that album had a massive influence on me, and so I have elements of their sort of social kind of commentary in my music.
Yeah.
I spent most of my teenage years trying to write songs identical to the Manics, which obviously didn't work very well, so I've kind of stepped away from that now, but they're still a big influence. And an obvious one, but you know, the Beatles were the reason I picked up a guitar. The songwriting, the melodies, the harmonies in those songs are just amazing, and if I can get a tenth near what Lennon and McCartney and Harrison and Starr did, then you know, I'll be a happy man.
Yeah. Who do you sound like vocally? Who do people come up to you and say you sound like anybody particular, or do you think you sound like anybody particular?
I don't know. I think I've always found it hard to kind of tying myself down because I think I've got quite a range. I've played in covers bands in the past, which has meant I've had to try and emulate a lot of different singers.
Yeah.
I guess kind of the more sort of indie emotive stuff, you know, your Suedes of this world, your Manics, your Placebos, that's kind of where I came from, you know, musically as a teenager.
Okay.
So somewhere around there, I guess.
All right. On your tour, you're giving out a new EP, which is sort of a taster for the album, I suppose, is it?
Yeah, so the recording's been going on for quite a while, as it takes obviously a long time to record an album, so I wanted to get something out. So this is going to be three tracks off the album, the lead track being a song called Black Holes, which has had a video made by Bradley Stern, who is a very, very talented young filmmaker.
He is, yes, I've seen some of his work.
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to bump into him. I played the Buskers Festival last year, and he was filming, and just a chance coincidence met him, and he shot another music video for me. And he's just done the one for this, so I'm looking forward to getting that out and you guys having a look at it.
Okay. So what's the recording process? Do you do everything yourself or do you go to a studio?
So I'm recording at a studio in Warboys called Mix 66 with a producer called James Coppolaro. He's a very talented man. So we've worked together on the structures of the songs and we've played around a lot with stuff. I've done the vocals and the guitars and the bass, and he's a very, very good guitarist, so he's put some stuff down as well. And we've had Rob Gibiaki, who's a session drummer from Spain. He flew over from Barcelona put the drums down. We've had Prue Ward from the Willows playing violin.
Yeah.
Anna Scott played cello. And we even had Full Score, who are a Cambridgeshire choir, singing for one of the tracks.
Wow.
So I had a wonderful array of musicians working with, and it's great to meet such talented people.
Is that quite exciting, putting that lineup together and contacting people, and when they reply and say, oh yeah, I'd love to be involved with that?
Yeah, amazing. I mean, kind of going from just having all these ideas and it being a dream of mine for so long, and then getting people that have, you know, got to a certain level and played big arenas and worked at a certain level, to have them playing on my record is just phenomenal. Mm. And whilst it's not all finished yet, hearing the quality of what they've done is just amazing.
Mm. Okay. So you say that's going to be an album. When do you anticipate that to be released, or do you not want to commit yourself to anything yet?
Oh, I'll give you a vague release date. The plan is that it comes out next spring.
Okay.
So obviously the EP will be now, and then there'll be some other bits released before then, but the plan is for next spring, and then to follow that up with another tour as well.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you said the tour is named after the EP, which is Black Holes. So you mentioned Cambridge. Where else are you off to?
So predominantly around the east, so places like Watford, Ipswich, Bedford, Colchester. Come back to St Ives, which is where I grew up, so I need to play there. The furthest afield I go is over towards Bristol.
Right.
So there's about 14 dates in total, which is good, you know.
And are these consecutive dates?
Next week is pretty constant. It's pretty much a gig every day, and then after that, there's a few gaps in between, so... being a new artist and booking a tour for the first time, obviously hard to try and get everything.
Yeah, how did you find that? I've had experience in booking tours before, and I find it's more about who you know rather than what you know. So if you can get a link for a lead from someone else that's already played there, or a name to contact, then it's much easier.
Definitely, yeah. And working with the guys I did with on the album, they gave some great advice. I mean, Prue Ward, for instance, she toured a lot, so... Yeah. She suggested venues, she suggested how I should tackle it, which was good. But I find that the best way to do anything in life tends to be to hound people until you get the answer you want. Obviously, not to excess, but, you know, I understand venue owners get inundated with requests and they're busy people, so, you know, they're not always going to remember who you are or have picked up an email, so just got to keep asking and... Yeah. You know, so I've got some great venues, some places I've played before, some I haven't. So it's really just exciting time to just test the water and see what happens.
So are these nights that you're putting on yourself, or are you joining on to existing nights or other people's lineups?
So the Corner House gig on Thursday is a night I've put together. And then all the other dates are existing, where promoters or the venues have added me to a bill.
Okay.
So that's exciting. For instance, the Cult Cafe gig in Ipswich on Friday, you know, I'm playing with some really good artists. So that's, you know, very exciting.
Mm, okay. So a tour life then, are you going to be coming back home between, or are you going to be staying over at, you know, glamorous travel lodges or in the back of your car?
Glamorous travel lodges. Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, I will. I'll probably be heading home. So there'll be a lot of miles racked up. I think next time it would be nice to do it a bit, you know, a bit more traditionally and stay out on the road. But as it's predominantly in the east, it's kind of easy just to head home.
Okay, so the last date is when? When does this tour sort of end for you?
So the last date, it's a bit closer to home, is the 23rd of October, which is the solstice in Peterborough, which is a venue I've played quite a few times, so it'll be nice to head back there again.
So it's about a month's worth, just 3.5 weeks' worth of touring, which is, you know, by the end of it, I expect the time will fly by, and you'll be at the end and think, wow, where did all that time go? But on paper, it sounds like quite a lot of hard work, but you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's for one reason or another, it's something I've put off for a very long time, and same with the album, you know, for so it's something I've needed to do, and I'm getting out there and I'm doing it, so that's just great. And I'm sure there will be stories and things will happen, and I'll mess some of the loops up, and, you know, but that's all part of the fun of being a musician.
Yeah. So are you able to do this, are you doing a music full time? Is this how you're able to dedicate the time to do this tour, or are you juggling this with a job as well?
I do work part time as a fundraiser. So, you know, it's good that I've got a part time job, and they're very flexible with me.
Right, okay.
So that's great, and they understand that I'm a musician, and that's, you know, such an important part of my life. So that gives me the time to be able to do this, really. Otherwise, it would be very difficult.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. It's finding that balance. So to reiterate, the Cambridge date is on a Thursday at the Corner House, supported by Tom Lumley and the Sontine. So I can recommend, are both very good. So definitely go along and see them alongside Gavin. What time does that start?
So doors will be open about 8-ish, and then Tom will be kicking off about 8:20.
Okay. And it's entry price or free?
It's all free, yeah. Okay. And obviously, they'll be able to get a free copy of my EP as well when they arrive. And I'm sure there'll be other goodies available on the night.
All right, good, okay. Gavin's going to play for us to finish off this interview. Where can people go to get more information about you? Have you got a website, a Facebook page?
Yep, sure. So my web address is www.gavinchappellbates.com, which is Chapel is double P-double-L.
Yep.
And my Facebook's the same, /Gavin Chappell Bates.
Okay.
And on the website you can find all my usual social media links to YouTube and SoundCloud, etc.
Okay, all right. So I'll let you get yourself sorted out to play for us. Gavin's going to play a track for us, which I'm guessing is going to be a track from the EP, is it?
Yeah, so I'm going to play Black Holes. It's the lead track.
Okay, all right. That's a good choice. If you want to listen again to this interview, or you love Gavin's performance so much that you want to listen back to it again, you can listen to this interview as a podcast on the Cambridge 105 website. It'll be available in the next day or so, cambridge105.fm. And Gavin's playing at the Corner House on Thursday, supported by Tom Lumley and the Sontines. If you want to go along, starts at 8 o'clock when you're ready.
Where are these lives? We let them slip away. Where is the time we once had? Forgotten numbers we hide in the past, in factories and playgrounds, churches and graveyards. We burn out tonight. We keep fading away, time after time. We keep falling in black holes. We keep making mistakes, life after life. We're still stuck in these black holes. Where are our eyes? 'Cause we don't see. Scattering ashes to eternity. Where are our hearts? Well, we watch these stars fade one by one into the unknown. We burn out so bright. We keep fading away. We keep falling in black holes. We keep making mistakes, life after life. We're still stuck in these black holes. In these black holes. we keep fading away. Time after time, we keep falling in black holes. We keep making mistakes. Life after life, we're still stuck in these black holes. In these black holes.
Black holes from Gavin Chappell Bates, who's the guest on today's 105 Drive. Thank you for coming in, Gavin. Good luck with the tour. And come and tell us about it when you come back, won't you?
Brilliant. Thanks for having me.
No worries.